This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Hara. One juvenile boy is dead and four first responders remain hospitalized after a boating accident in Texas City. Authorities responded to a water rescue call yesterday afternoon about two juveniles in the water near the Texas City dike. The rescue boat crashed into rocks because of the high winds, flipping six rescue workers into the water. Two of the first responders were released from the hospital and the condition of the other juvenile is unknown. Meanwhile, the wind threat is still in play today. A red flag warning is currently in effect throughout the Houston area, meaning fires will spread easier. That's because we haven't had much rain in the region recently, and those wind gusts are expected to reach 20 miles an hour. That warning is in place until 6 p.m. tonight. California Governor Gavin Newsom spent time in Houston over the weekend where he rallied with supporters. He thanked Texans for standing up against a redistricting plan pushed by President Trump.
Thank you for stepping up. Thank you for stepping in. And thank you for inspiring a nation, Texas. Thank you for inspiring the state of California. Thank you for Proposition 50.
The GOP-led redistricting plan faced opposition from Democratic state lawmakers who left the state over the summer to break quorum. They eventually returned and their plan was eventually passed. The attention it received, though, compelled Newsom to launch a redistricting initiative in California that passed last week. Tomorrow is a federal holiday as the nation takes time for our veterans. Our Rob Salinas attended an event yesterday in Kima where runners came dressed as Forrest Gump to raise money for vets.
Manuel Gonzalez is an Army vet who came dressed up as Forrest Gump when he first started his run across America wearing a button-up shirt and khaki pants.
What brought you out here today?
Well, I just felt like running.
Yeah, I walked into that one.
The 5K run and Forrest Gump look-alike contest is a first.